after service last night, we went home and we were sitting around, and the conversation got around to Emma and Rosa. The girls were asking Mom about her mom, my mother-in-law Jean, and I said, Virginia, tell some stories about your mom. And so she started talking, and she said, she's talked about how her mom, when Virginia was young and suffered with asthma, when she was really struggling to breathe, her mom would come in to her room at night and sing to her all night long. And her mom and her dad would also clean everything. He'd get all of the dust out of the room, and just in case something like that was causing her asthma. But supposedly this thing about singing, and all night she would sing. And it was just this beautiful thing. And then at the same time, she told another story about how on Thanksgiving Day of all days, her mom had to go, and she would take the kids and load up the car with groceries and take it out. And she took it out to this, out into the country, to this place where in the 1960s, there was still no running water or electricity, and poverty that Virginia had never seen, and her mom knew all about because she knew those people, and she was bringing food to them. And Virginia was saying, why on Thanksgiving, when we could be home having a nice quiet day together, you have to do this? Until she saw this house, and then she went, oh Mom, yeah, we got to do this, right? So there, that story is those stories, and that gathering and telling of the story is a little bit like what the church does with Jesus in this story, in this beautiful hymn of the Word becoming flesh. Craig Satterlee, who's he's a bishop now, I think, but he was a professor of biblical studies, suggested that this hymn, this opening, the prologue of John's gospel, really is a hymn, really is a song. And it's, we think of it as real theological, you know, the Word and this and that. He says, think of the Word not so much as this kind of philosophical thing, but rather think of it as God's speech. In the beginning was God's speech. And God, Jesus is God's speech to us. And if this prologue is a hymn, maybe it's God's singing to us. It's God's love song. Jesus is God's love song to us. So every time when we hear this word, and here just as a little bit of an aside, Lutherans have a very clear understanding of the Word of God. And it ain't the Bible. It's Jesus. And when we read the Bible, we always have to read it through the Word, with a capital W, Jesus. So if you're worshiping the Bible and the Word, and you think the Word of God is that, what you're doing, Luther said, is you're going to the stable and you're worshiping the manger instead of worshiping the Christ child. The Bible is the manger that holds Christ. So that word, that speech of God that is Jesus, is God singing God's love song to us. And that is just a beautiful thing on this Christmas day, to think about that God is singing us into being, that Jesus is the expression of God's love for us. God bending down and singing at our bed when we're sick. God singing to us in joy when we are celebrating. God singing to us constantly of God's love. Not about God's love, giving us God's love. And spoke a little while ago about a man and his son at the mall, right? And they're Christmas shopping, and the father's got all of these gifts and stuff, and he's trying to get everything through, trying to get through the mall and get all the shopping done. And the kid is just like, Dad, I want to play, I want to play. Not now. But Dad, I want to play. Come on, let's play. No, I don't want to. Come on, let's go. Okay. The kid gets in front of him, and he's okay. Puts down all the bags. He picks up this child, and he swings him around. And then after a while, he starts singing to him, "I love you, I love you, I love you." Just making up this song. "I love the way you smile. I love the way you walk. I love you, I love you, I love you." And the kid goes from being this irritated, bugging his father, to this joyful being. It's what he wanted. And his father gave it to him. That's life. That's the life that God has for us. And this Christmas day, we remember it again. That this gift of Jesus is God's love song for us. Just to hunker down and to hear it and to know it. The gift of this holy day is our Lord, the speech of God, the song of God, the love song.